This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome to it. These segments are sponsored by Klaus Financial. These are answers to all your retirement questions in one place. For more information about anything at all we talk about today, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Joining us this week in studio, Steve Scow and Kyle Kite. Kyle and Steve, welcome back.
Good morning, Mike. What a beautiful sunshine day, although a little frigid.
Yes. Looks yes. Like we finally have winter commons. And have you guys had to scrape off your windshields yet?
No, but it looks like we're going to be getting close this week from what I'm seeing in the weather so far.
Yeah. I had to this morning do a little scraping, and I realized that is officially, to me, when I know that winter is right around the corner. All right. So our regular listeners know that we do this cost quiz question of the week, which we ask towards the end of the show, and the winner this week will win a $25 gift card from PetSmart. That's right, $25 gift card from PetSmart to one lucky winner who answers the cost quiz question of the week first. Sounds like you guys have some fun facts today, not only about retirement planning, but also about Thanksgiving.
Yes, intense questions of interest for Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We can't talk about statistics all the time and numbers, so we're going to try and lighten it up a little bit today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I know people are in the mood. It's a three-day work week for a lot of people. So, yeah, I know we've done these Did You Knows before. But what are, let's go over some of these Did You Knows today.
Yeah, we're going to have some more fun stats about the Thanksgiving coming up. So did you know that in 2015, there were 228 million turkeys raised and eaten in the United States? So that is just a lot of turkeys. So step aside, vegetarians. So
yes.
And all of our stats come from the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. So we got to put that plug in there. So
do you guys ever have you guys ever eaten deep fried turkeys?
I have. Yeah. My uncle did one a few years ago. It's been a while now, but yeah, it definitely gives it a different texture and a different flavor. So
yes. I have not myself. Mine's always been out of the oven, so to speak, but I've heard other and know other people that have and very much enjoyed them as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely good. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to cook them. I know you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. True.
<around. laughs> But yes. Very, very yummy. 228 million. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And then everybody loves the sides that come along with Thanksgiving as well. So one of the big ones is that there were 3 billion pounds of sweet potatoes raised by the major states in the United States in 2014. But we still had to import almost 50%, 48.8% of our sweet potato consumption. They came from the Dominican Republic. But somehow we still ended up with a surplus of almost $100 million worth of sweet potatoes. So this is why we always look into all the figures of the stats to try and figure out where they came from. So 3 billion pounds of sweet potatoes.
My wife does a really good sweet potato side dish. I forget what she calls it. I think it's called sweet potato casserole. But it's sweet potatoes and then there's like crushed pecans and brown sugar on the top of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Really, really good. To me, it's like a dessert. I mean, it's so good, but it's a side that we eat with it. But sweet potatoes, I've heard too, are healthier than white potatoes.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. So we eat a lot of sweet potatoes in our house as well. So, and then we've got to talk about the fruits too. So there are 841 million pounds of cranberries was the forecast for the production of 2015. And a fun fact, Wisconsin was estimated to lead all states in the production of cranberries with 503 million pounds. So let me repeat that. 503 million of the 841 million came from the state of Wisconsin. And Massachusetts...
I would have never thought that.
Me either, Mike, when I saw that stat. Wow, that is amazing.
Yep, so Wisconsin...
Everyone thinks of Wisconsin for cheese, not cranberries.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's really interesting. And then the number two state was Massachusetts with 211 million. So they had almost double the next closest competitor to that. So
probably be a little more difficult, Mike, to have cranberry heads instead of cheese heads, though, for football.
Yeah, I know. If it rained, everyone would look like they're bleeding, you know?
Yeah, really. Wow.
All right, so moving away from the big Thanksgiving meal coming up on Thursday, what should we be thinking about besides our meals and, of course, our blessings this holiday season? Maybe some financial stuff.
Well, you know, that is a good point, Mike. And as you get into the end of the year, the holiday seasons, it's always a good time to just kind of take that step back and put some perspective and thought into things that you have going on in your own life, goals, objectives, you know, with the family all around. That even puts more perspective on things that you might be trying to accomplish or already have accomplished. I mean, it's always, as you pointed out, to count your blessings and continue to move forward. So when we look at that, you know, as you have heard us talk over the last couple of years, we're always talking about it from the aspects of retirement planning for people, and that's all-encompassing with regard to, for example, do you have the appropriate legal documents? I mean, holidays may or may not be the time that you want to initially be thinking about things of that nature, but it's definitely on that list of things to do at the beginning of next year at the very least. And one of those areas, again, as we point out, we are not attorneys. We do not write the legal documents, but really recognize the importance of having them, whether it be a will or a living trust, or if you have little ones that are under the age of 18, do you have guardianships arranged for your children if something happened where either you or your spouse did pass away simultaneously? Areas like that, looking at life insurance, if you're still in those early working years with young children and a long ways to retirement, do you have adequate life insurance to protect and provide for your family if you died before retirement? Or even in the stages of retirement, what aspects are you trying to do to share and stretch your estate out possibly to children, grandchildren, your spouse, or charities? There's a lot of different things that as individuals we're blessed with in the United States that we can not only provide for ourselves and our families, but give back to other people that may be less fortunate than you are. So it's part of that planning process. Obviously, you want to make sure you're taking care of yourself first and your children and grandchildren if you have any. But then, you know, we are also, I think, one of the strongest countries out there in the world of giving and sharing and helping. And that's another big aspect of, I think, the holiday timeframes.
Yeah, we talked about, before you guys came on, Tuesday is known as Giving Tuesday now. You know, we have Cyber Monday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, of course, and Giving Tuesday. So maybe that would be a positive topic of discussion over the Thanksgiving meal is, you know, what sort of charities might you be giving to? And I was thinking another thing about Thanksgiving, which is nice, is so we're so often by ourselves, whether it's at work or in our cubicle or in our cars. But Thanksgiving, you do get to see the different ages of people. You know, you get to see your grandparents, hopefully, if your grandparents are still alive, or your parents even, and what stage of life they're at. And of course, you see your kids, and you know, if you're lucky enough to have grandkids, you see what stage of life they're at. And you know, that might start getting you to think, if you haven't already started to think, about planning for your retirement and you know, what your life might be like at the current age of your, you know, grandparents, let's say, or even your parents. Like, gosh, you know, if your parents are in their late 60s or early 70s, you know, what do you have your stuff set up for your life in your 60s or 70s? And you know, is it too late, speaking of which, if people are putting money into their retirements now, let's say they are being good and putting money into their IRAs and whatnot, is it too late right now in late November to add more money to retirement accounts?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike, and it's one that we'll touch on. Your 401k contributions, because those are typically payroll deductions, you only have till the end of the year, so December 31st, typically, to make contributions to the 401ks. And as we've talked about before, the limits for this year are $18,000 if you're under age 50 that can go into a 401k, and then $24,000 if you're over age 50 to get that catch-up. So 401ks have to be done by the end of the year. But if someone has an IRA outside of their employers, those can be funded up until the tax deadline next year, so April 15th. And just remember that the IRAs do have a smaller contribution limit, which is typically $5,500 if you're under age 50 and $6,500 if you're over age 50. So the 401ks have to be done by the end of the year as far as contributions go, but the IRAs you get until the tax deadline, which would be April 15th of 2017. So, and going back to what Steve was talking about, you know, as we get the family together around Thanksgiving and that kind of thing, so many people will set up these documents, your wills or powers of attorneys and all that kind of thing. Maybe they did it 20 years ago when the kids were first born or something like that. And it's just a good time to look around the table and see, you know, have I updated these documents in a little while? Because maybe I've had, you know, a kid or two after this original will was set up. And now maybe we have grandkids that we didn't have when this was originally set up. So we need to accommodate them in our will as well. So it's just very important to take stock of these things. And we all know it's not fun to talk about. That's why so many people just set them up once and then don't touch them again for 20 or 25 years. And that's why we tell you to at least pull them out every couple of years and take a look at them to make sure that everybody's accounted for and everything is getting distributed based on your wishes as well. So
we are going to take a break. You're listening to Money in Motion, Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. On the other side of it, we'll get into some other things to think about during this holiday season. Perhaps the day after Thanksgiving, if you're not shopping, maybe that is a time to put your ducks in a row for the rest of the year. We'll go over some of those things as well as ask the Klaus Quiz question of the week after this on The Michael Coogan Show. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to it. This is Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. If you have any questions at all about anything we're talking about, 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. We are joined by Steve and Kyle from Klaus Financial. And before the break, we were talking about Thanksgiving and some things to think about as we eat our meals with our family members and friends. And, you know, it's not too late this year to add money to your retirement accounts. What are some other reminders as we approach the end of the year for listeners who are trying to get their ducks in a row as far as their finances and their retirement planning goes, gentlemen?
You know, you were mentioning a minute ago, Mike, about when you're around with the family and your parents and children, grandchildren, possibly, and maybe your parents are even into their mid-70s or older. You know, from a parent's standpoint, for the most part, during retirement and while they're alive, understandably, they really do not want or need their children involved in their finances or other aspects of things. But things we point out for clients is as you get into your mid to late 70s or you have some health changes, you need to let your children, your adult children, be aware of legal documents you have and maybe just 20,000-foot view of what's going on. They don't have to get into all the weeds and the details because you're still under control of everything. But at the same time, if you've designated your children or as we've talked about in the past, as your executor or your trustee or powers of attorney for property or health care, they definitely need to be aware of where your legal documents are located and what they're saying or not saying and who would be involved and who isn't involved in the process so that from a sibling standpoint, there aren't any arguments going on when things occur in life and your health changes or you pass away prematurely. And you have a surviving spouse, or maybe you don't have a surviving spouse where both parents passed away simultaneously. So there are various aspects of the planning, more of what we would call the later in life planning. You know, you always hear us talk about retirement planning, which is extremely important. But this is the aspect also of planning during retirement because things do change. As Kyle pointed out, perspectives change throughout your life, and things that you want to accomplish change. And so it is important, even if you did have your legal documents taken care of, that every few years, maybe it's every 3 to 5 years or 10 years, if you're still working away with raising children and college costs and everything, but it's good to blow the dust off, as you hear us say, and just check things out and make sure it's doing what you want it to do. The other thing that more times than not, we'll be talking about is so many people are understandably focused on the financial aspects of accumulating enough money for retirement. But are you looking at the income tax aspects of what you're currently earning and working for, and then also what impact it may or may not have in your retirement? Again, you'll hear us say the legal documents sides of things. Do you have the legal documents that are needed? There are many documents like a power of attorney for property and health care that are very relevant long before retirement ever even occurs. So while we do not, again, write those documents, the importance of them are there even for you in your early working years. So there are aspects of things. You work really hard for your money and work to accumulate it. It's a matter of how is it efficiently taken care of and how would you want it to be taken care of if you died prematurely or had some significant health issues.
Yeah, I know that, again, this isn't necessarily a good thing, but it's just reality. When you are with your family members of different ages, you start to realize, yeah, you know, where are you in this stage of life? Where are you? How are your grandparents or your parents doing financially? Do you need to help them? Do you need to start preparing for that? And then, you know, you yourself, are you going to be, if they are doing well and they did plan well, are you in the same place they were? And maybe even asking them questions about, you know, getting their, you know, what they did years ago to set themselves up financially to be in a good position now. I know a lot of people shop on the day after Thanksgiving, but not everyone does. I didn't grow up doing the whole shopping on Friday thing. We waited more till mid-December to do shopping, sometimes Christmas Eve.
I've been guilty of that over the years.
Yeah, but you know, it is a day off for a lot of people. Let's say people are not shopping and they're deciding, yeah, you know what, I am gonna try to use this day to think about my future and my retirement. What sort of things should they be thinking about if they have a little bit of time after Thanksgiving to you know, set themselves up for the rest of the year and maybe the rest of their lives?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. It's a great question. As you pointed out, not everybody gets out and shops on Black Friday, but this is a day that we can still be productive, and it's a day that we look back at what, you know, be thankful for what just occurred over the holidays and where we've been, but then also to start looking at what we want in the next year. So this might be the day that you sit down and say, okay, I've got roughly a month left of this year. What do I still want to accomplish this year? Are there things that I wrote down maybe at the beginning of this year or the end of last year that I didn't accomplish that I've still got time to? Or also, what are our plans for the next year? Maybe it's, you know, we always, you know, harp on saving enough for retirement and increasing contributions and all those kind of things, which are very important. But maybe it's time that you finally, you know, take that trip that you've always wanted to go to, or, you know, go down to Washington, D.C. and check out all the monuments if you're into the history kind of stuff. And, you know, there's so many other factors that comes to living, you know, a successful retirement. It's not just about the dollars and cents. It's you've worked, you know, these 35, 40 years, whatever it was, to build this nest egg. And now what are we going to do with this retirement? You know, we've worked all these years to get to this day. Now where do we go from here? Because we just see, you know, too many people who they've been so focused on work, and then, you know, they get to this end and now they don't know where to turn, and whether that's they're going to pick up a hobby that they used to have back in the day or whatever the case may be, play some more golf or sit on the beach and drink margaritas. That's all things that we want to start thinking about. And, you know, you got to quantify them and make them achievable for the next year or 6 months, whatever it is. Now, obviously, we're always proponents of increasing the savings or spending less, but sometimes there is something where, you know, you have to have that balance as well. And like I said, take that trip or, you know, buy that car or whatever the case may be that you've been working towards. So, and then, you know, it's all about budgeting and what can we truly afford. So maybe you can't cruise around the world in retirement because you're only 2 years away and you haven't saved enough, but maybe you take one trip to, you know, Norway to see where your ancestors were, whatever the case may be for whoever it is. But what goals can we accomplish that maybe we won't get all of them done, but which ones are the most important for us to get done?
Maybe you want to start start growing cranberries and start a cranberry farm. You know?
True.
which is, by the way, our cost quiz, the subject of our cost quiz question of the week. That's right. It's about cranberries. We're going to ask it here in a second. But if you know the answer to it, the number to call is 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440 in the 815 area code. That's also the number to Cost Financial if you want to set up an appointment. A free consultation. That's right. A free. The first consultation with Cost Financial is free. But if you call 877-8440 and answer the following question correctly, you win a $25 gift card to PetSmart. And the question is, how many pounds of cranberries did Wisconsin produce in 2015? We said it earlier on in the show. Again, how many pounds of cranberries did Wisconsin produce in 2015? They had a whole lot of the states. You said it was Wisconsin and Massachusetts that grew the most amount of cranberries, right, gentlemen?
Yep, they were number one and number two. And they had over 70% of the whole thing, I think, or closer to 80% of all of them. So,
but Kyle did give the amount of pounds that Wisconsin produced. And if you know the answer, 815-877-8440. We have about a minute and a half or so left. What about people who are planning on shopping after Thanksgiving and for the weekend? What sort of things should they think about, gentlemen?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. You know, if you are going to go shopping, just let's keep it reasonable. Just because you've seen the new grandbaby over Thanksgiving doesn't mean you need to go buy him an extra couple toys this year. So get your budget and stick to it.
Remember, the bills come back in January.
That's right. Yes, you buy all these great things on Black Friday, but those bills will come as long as you continue to receive mail. Gentlemen, as always, it's great chatting with you. I hope you both have a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
You too, as well, Mike. Awesome. Have a great one. Right.
That's going to do it for this hour of the Michael Kulis Show. We'll get those James Mattis quotes on the show tomorrow. Until next time, no matter what you do, keep that radio on.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.